I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
This is Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 98. We're in West Palm Beach. We're actually sitting in a Airbnb where we are thoroughly enjoying ourselves as living like bachelors. This is like old school. We're like 20 years old in college again. It's myself and Toby, also producer Darius, and our buddy Ryan, who is one of the producers on my DC show, Grant and Danny. But Toby, we went to the store. We all went shopping, and as tends to happen when a bunch of dudes on a road trip go shopping. We got like Doritos and like Coke Zero and a bunch of candy and not one thing that's green or healthy.
No nutritional value whatsoever to any of the food we bought. All the fun stuff you can get while you're playing video games and screwing around and at the ballpark. So it's awesome being down here. Unfortunately, our first day down here, we get to watch a game, but it's rained out. But we still had a bunch of good things. Like you said, we got some interviews coming up. We'll play those for you. So a lot of fun stuff down here in West Palm Beach. First time down here for me, so I'm really enjoying it. You've been down here before, though. So
yeah, many times. Cool. So Melbourne, Florida, or Vieira, I guess, is the old home for the Nationals. Was a, you know, comparatively speaking, the ballpark and the facility, you know, was a dump, you know, basically, if you want to comp it to this beautiful facility they have now that they share with the Houston Astros. I want to get your thoughts, having not been here, but this is my annual pitch as well for fans who have never been to spring training. It's just such an awesome experience. Every time I come, I'm reminded of what a like an amazing getaway it is for a baseball fan, and the access that you get, especially right now with this team where it's a lot of young guys and minor league players and a lack of star power. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, some handful of families. It's some kids and their parents. But you can go back on the backfields and watch the minor leaguers. We'll go through some of the specifics today, but we were watching Elijah Green and Christian Vaquero and Andrew Pinckney in the outfield, watching Yoani Morales do drills at third base, or you know, TJ White at first base, and getting to see so many of the prospects all kind of doing things at the same time. You're watching live BP in a cage on one field, and then you go see pitchers throwing. Matt Cronin, their fourth-round pick a few years ago, college lefty. But you're like right there. You're up against the fence. No one's telling you you can't do anything or go anywhere. We saw a bunch of kids and people getting a ton of autographs as well. Like, it's just unfettered access. If you're an autograph person, it's kind of unlimited in that regard. It's just a really, really cool time.
Yeah, and I mean, we can't go the podcast and ignore the fact that one of the people signing autographs in West Palm Beach was none other than Grant Paulson. So not only are the baseball players the big stars, but Grant as well. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, you nailed it. You've got so much access. You got so many things that you can see. You can get around places. Maybe if the Nationals get to a point where they're a World Series contender again, there'll be a few more people here at spring training. But as of things right now, like first time down here, not tons of people. So it's not crowded. You're worried about crowds. That's not something that's going to be the case here. Patrick Corbin signing autographs. Mackenzie Gore signing autographs. Charlie and Dave are signing autographs. So you're going to run into all these guys, and they're in an environment where it's much more relaxed. You know, you covered training camp for the Commanders, and that's relaxed, but it's not even close to the level of how relaxed it is in spring training with these guys, just, you know, different sports. So, you know, if you think of that kind of vibe, like, it's even more relaxed than that. It's just very nice, fun. You get to come to a place like Florida and West Palm Beach, nice weather most of the time, right?
Yeah.
But nice weather. It's just such an enjoyable experience. I've only got to experience it one day, so excited about, you know, the rest of the time that we're here. But it's something that if you've never done it, if you're a Nationals fan, it's obviously awesome. You know the guys that we talk about all the time. You're going to see those guys. But not even just if you're a Nationals fan, but just a baseball fan. Getting to see these guys go through fielding drills, and they're working on relays today, and just that kind of stuff, and seeing it at a high level is so cool to see just as a baseball junkie. And you throw in the fact that it's Nationals guys that you get excited about, that we talk about all the time. There's plenty to do with spring training. So if you've never done it before, I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, and our coverage from spring training kind of just getting going here on Bustin' Loose Baseball. But we're going to have interviews with Davey and Mike Rizzo and Bevia, the big league kind of key contributors as well. And we'll make sure we have all of those for you here in the feed. So should be inundated with content in the next several days here on Bustin' Loose Baseball. So please make sure you subscribe to the pod so that it gets dropped in to your inbox. But a couple of things. I guess first and foremost, just being in the clubhouse today, really, really cool experience in that. Look, when this team was really good, they had great players, but never before have I been in the Nationals clubhouse and felt like it was such a approachable, personable, like decent group of guys. Now, you've always, as you get some veterans who have been around the block, you get a little bit of that, like, too good for school, you know, too cool for school vibe, or a little bit of, you know, some prima donna element, right? There is none of that with this group. Now, you can make the case maybe they're not good enough to you know, be jerks. The team's not going to win a ton of games, and obviously the talent is mostly young. But that was my big takeaway. I guess, A, just how youthful the clubhouse is. Like, pretty much everybody is a recent high-end prospect or a young major leaguer, and B, the veterans are good guys. I mean, Lane Thomas, 28 years old, got him in the trade from St. Louis. Outstanding human being. C.J. Abrams is only 23. Gallo is 30, but a really good dude. All-world interview. Manessis is 32. Is, you know, a really great story. Was a minor league free agent a couple years ago. And Jesse Winker has long been considered like one of the best personalities in baseball. He's 31 years old. So it's just an exceptional group of people. And I like was really impressed to just be in the clubhouse and to feel that vibe. And I think in addition to, like, as a media member, feeling welcomed and everyone is, you know, talking to you in a way about college football or whatever it is, just a bunch of guys hanging out, like, it felt cool. But on top of that, I think it's really healthy from the standpoint of it's not that surprising that all these young guys are having great camps and playing so well, because, you know, they're not like, oh, I can't, you know, I don't want to act like I belong yet because Jason Worth's staring at me, or, you know, this guy might feel a different way. Like, there's no one that you're nervous about, worried about. The leaders, the veterans, you're essentially more important than in a lot of ways. So I just think it's a good mix, and it's the one good thing about how little money they've spent. Like, Patrick Corbin's the only guy on the team that makes money.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy to think about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, I mean, when you go about it this way, you kind of have to build your roster, and I think they're doing that. Now, we'll see how the results come down the line, but I think that's my big takeaway as well. When you're in that clubhouse, everybody wants to talk to you. Everybody's fine with it. Everybody loves, you know, just the fact that they're getting covered by Major League Media, right? They love the fact that they're big league ball players, and they're a very welcoming, fun group to be around, and just talking with the guys, they even mentioned as such, right? Being around the guys, and, you know, you think some of these guys are in their first big league camp, and they're showing out, and partially it's because they're getting to know these guys. They're getting shown the ropes. You know, if they want to go up and talk to a guy like a Lane Thomas, they can go talk to a guy like Lane Thomas, and he's not going to shy away from giving them advice and helping them out. So the locker room seems so, the clubhouse seems so close-knit, you know, for a group that's very young. And I think it's notable, too. Like, a lot of these guys have played with each other at points throughout the minor leagues, right? I mean, this is places like, you know, there's a prospect corner in the clubhouse where you've got Brady House. You've got James Wood, you've got Robert Hassel, and all those guys, Dylan Cruz. And you will,
Cruz and Wood, by the way, sit right next to each other.
And you walk by, C.J. Abrams is just sitting over there chatting with them because he feels like he's one of them. And you know what? That makes them feel like they're one of them as well.
I noticed that. Abrams came over, he was on his phone, and he like pulled it up, and him and Hassel were looking at something, and just kind of, then they start talking, hitting, and they're like both swinging, you know, showing swing path and stuff.
Yeah, so I think the fact that, you know, CJ had a breakout second half last year, crazy month of July, ended up with 47 stolen bags. This is a guy that really started to produce at the major league level. If you're a guy like Hassel and you had the season that you had last year, and now all of a sudden you've got this guy hanging out with you and showing you the ropes, and obviously they spent time together in San Diego as well, but just having guys that have been in the majors, even if they haven't established themselves all that much, right? Like a Stone Garrett, you would consider, even though he's not as young as the young guys that we talk about all the time, like he still isn't a seasoned veteran by any means in terms of major league experience. And yet even he's talking about showing the ropes to some of these young outfielders and working with them and how he can continue to improve. So I think, you know, this is the building of something that possibly could go well. You know, obviously it's going to come down to development, how these guys go along on their path and how they play on the field. But I think this can be a launching point where if they are, say, back in a World Series in the next 5-10 years, and it's this core group, like, we can come back to this couple day stretch we're going to be down here in West Palm and look at this clubhouse and say, you know what, these guys being so close-knit and not just being like friendly with each other, Grant, but like, I want to beat this guy out. Like, we talk with Jake Irvin and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm in a room with Mackenzie Gore, I'm in a room with, you know, JoJo Gray, I'm with those guys, and that's awesome. I'm cheering for them, but that also means next outing, I want to have 7 Ks because Gore had 6. You know, you want to one-up each other, and when everybody's taking that next step together, I think that's how you can build something special. So they have to continue to go in that direction, not saying that it's going to happen, but if you're going to go this direction where you're frankly not spending a lot of money, you've got to start developing these guys, and you're starting to see a little bit of fruit of that.
Totally, and you're also starting to see already this spring some real strong performances by some of these guys who are very young. We're not going to be in the big leagues likely to start the year, but getting more confident, presumably, and who are obviously comfortable in their own skin right now at camp. Trey Lipscomb is 6-for-16, 375 average, 850 OPS. Again, very early on, numbers don't matter, but it's just indicative of kind of some proof to what we're talking about, that not only are the kids playing well, they're showing out, but it seems like they are are enjoying themselves in the locker room and don't feel like the stage is too big. James Wood is 8 for 16, hitting .500 with a .1700 OPS, has been their best player this spring. Robert Hassel's 5 for 11 at the plate. He's got a homer and three extra base hits. Jacob Young is 5 for 13 at the plate. Brady House has already homered, has a .750 OPS. Dylan Cruz is one of the few guys that struggled, just 2 for 11, but he's hit the ball pretty hard and has, you know, basically the same number of walks and strikeouts early on in camp. So it'd be one thing if nobody was really performing, but they've got to be thrilled with how some of these guys have started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!